When the Trump administration launched a government reorganization coupled with an efficiency drive, managers at many agencies took out their red pens. The Small Business Administration also took out help wanted ads. SBA hasn't completely dodged the downsizing prompted by that White House reorganization directive. But thanks to some good planning and already operating with a tightened belt, the agency seems to have not only landed on its feet. Joining me with more, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And Meredith, it sounds like SBA is embracing reorg.
They really are. For your regular listeners, they might have heard me in here the other day talking about how badly the last restructuring had gone with SBA when it came to early retirements and buyouts, but not this time. Not only is SBA not planning on offering a Vera VSIP program, it's actually hiring, and I'll get to that in a little bit. But first, let's talk about the reorganization. SBA and its fellow agencies must submit their reform plans to OMB by June 30th, as well as their plans on how they'll maximize employee performance. And I recently spoke with Elias Hernandez. He's the SBA's chief human capital officer. And he said the agency is very agile and doesn't have a lot of layers of bureaucracy. It's more flat, which has helped the agency look at its resources and programs to see where things can be streamlined.
Actually, we started this even before that guidance from OMB came out. What we did is we established an advisory council. The advisory council was broken down into six different subgroups to really take a look at the standard was or the criteria. Look at everything. Don't leave any rock unturned, but look for places where we can have more efficient, more effective, and more accountable processes and programs. So that's the approach that we took. So I'm proud about the work that we've done here. Obviously. You know, we still have a lot of work. I'm not going to say that it's all, we've done a lot of work, but it's a lot of work ahead of us still.
The Advisory Council's six subgroups cover resource management, entrepreneurial development, employee involvement, contracting, credit, and a couple others. And Hernandez was telling me he recently attended a CXO summit with a bunch of other agencies who ended up actually taking notes from him during the small breakout sessions because SBA's team is just so far ahead already in this reorganization. And now Hernandez credited the agency's progress in part to the creation of a resource management board.
The purpose of the board is to really review all the requests for recruitment actions from the program offices with the goal in mind to make sure that we, the organization, is following, the M1722 directive by the OMB director, which basically calls for us to have a process in place to really make sure that any vacancy that we decide to move forward with a recruitment process meet certain criteria and they are, in fact, the needs of the organization.
And that's Elias Hernandez, who is the chief human capital officer at the SBA. Sounds like he's phoning in from Tanganyika. And so what's different here?
So the way it used to work is that every time an employee left SBA, there'd be an immediate request for a recruitment or backfill, but that is no longer happening. There has to be a review of the work associated with that vacancy to see if it can be delegated elsewhere. And then the program office that is looking to hire has to provide documentation and justification and like a presentation to the board on why it needs a new person.
Then what we do as a board is we take a look at the enterprise and figure out, okay, well, based on the priorities of the organization, this particular program office really is not directly supporting some of those priorities, so we are able to kind of determine who we're going to allow to recruit in the organization by virtue of the priorities and by virtue of the guidance given by OMB. But what I also tell you, because I think it's something very important, that obviously our priority is to really build the leadership positions, in particular the district director positions and the deputy district director positions, and obviously any key position in the organization that they help the organization drive performance.
That's the word from the SBA's human capital officer, chief human capital officer. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And so what about those vacant full-time equivalent openings that they have at the SBA?
Hernandez said there are currently 145 full-time equivalent vacancies at the agency, but that number can change as the agency works on its budget adjustments. Those FTE positions are spread out across the agency, but the largest component, the Office of Field Operations, has the most at 46 vacancies. SBA is also doing something interesting when it comes to covering work at as FTEs remain open. Thanks to new CIO Maria Rote, who we all know here, she's helping the agency recognize the limits of its resources, but also using automation to kind of give some leverage with what it's got.
What we are doing is basically saying, hey, look, you know, take a look at the organization. Are you doing that work now in a different way than it used to be done 10, 15 years ago by virtue of the support that we are providing you with automation, by virtue of the tracking that we do and the visibility that we have in the number of programs that we have in the organization? And based just that's one component. Based on that, based on the composition of the organization, sometimes, you know, we allow the organization to kind of realign resources internally to address the priorities of the organization. So they kind of go through their own internal process in terms of do I really need to have this vacant position filled?
And you mentioned early retirements and buyouts, but SBA is not planning on this.
Right. Hernandez said SBA already loses about 170 people per year by virtue of retirement and attrition, so they don't really need to lose any more. And Hernandez said SBA is still looking, though, at what programs are redundant and making recommendations for the administrator's consideration when it comes to reallocating resources without having to do a reduction in force or a Vera VSIP program.
We are actually exceeding the agency priority goals in many respects, but we know that oftentimes when you have changes and things like that and uncertainty in the federal workforce, you know, we need to be very smart how we communicate this to our employees to make sure that they understand that there's a place for everybody in this organization.
That was SBA Chief Human Capital Officer Elias Hernandez. And he said SBA is not only looking outside the organization in terms of some of the services that perhaps could be brought into the agency, they're also going through everything internally to see if everything they're doing makes sense, it's generating the outcome it should, and then the leadership team is making adjustments as they go along.
And Meredith, while we have you, the situation at SBA and going ahead and hiring, very different from what you're reporting is going on at the EPA.
Yes. Over at EPA, they are actually pursuing a Vera VSIP program. They've got to get rid of about 3,800 employees. They have roughly a little over 15,000 right now. And so union members have crunched the numbers. And for the Vera VSIP program this time around, they're looking at roughly 1,200 employees that could be getting offers and have to be out of the agency by September.
That's bargaining agent employees.
Yes.
And so the other 2,000 or so will just come from attrition and goodbye, Charlie.
Yes. Yeah. They're going through right now all the regional offices, the headquarters, they're going through and just like SBA looking at where can we be more efficient? And then that's where they're going to have to start slicing employees.
Different strokes for different folks. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks so much for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
And you can check out her story and all of her coverage at federalnewsradio.com.